Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Today is January 14th, so we're sort of in the middle of the first month of 2025. I welcome you to this podcast, which is entitled Aging into Joy. And also, I perceive aging as adventures. So I started this podcast in 2024 to share with you how I celebrated in seven different adventures my 70s. And we made it in 2024 through the first three adventures. The first one was a Harley motorcycle ride, and I was able to absolutely find joy in a 101-mile ride that inspired me to embrace my 70s as the most freedom I would ever offer myself, and it was a beautiful thing. My second adventure was in kind of a different one. I participated in a 10-day Ayurvedic treatment, which balances the body, the spirit, the mind, but mostly balances the body. And I thought going forward in my 70s, I really needed a good base, a good foundation of health and well-being. And I definitely got that from this adventure, which was different. It was just unique. And you could go back to my 2024 podcasts on my website, thisiselaine.com, and listen to them if you're interested. My third adventure was going out on the land for 5 days and doing a lot of self-reflection. I mean, a lot. And in the process, being able to see the things that I do well and accept them without feeling I'm being egotistical, to see the things that I'm afraid to see. And somewhere in these journeys of self-reflection, I was able to accept those things which make me vulnerable, in which I feel a certain degree of self-consciousness in revealing. And what I learned from that was the fear of doing that is far greater than the act of admitting I'm feeling inadequate, or I'm feeling like I'm not sure what I'm doing. So in the process of these adventures, I took care of my spirit in the Harley ride, my body in the Ayurvedic ride, and my mental emotional self in the approach to going into onto the land and self-reflecting, meditating with eyes wide open as to who I am and how I want to be going forward in freedom, the sense of free space, free choice, just offering myself a kind of freedom I've never experienced in my life before, because the 70s is a really excellent time to do that. You can do that at any point in your life, but 70s, you're more unencumbered with daily responsibilities, so you can really dive in to discovering who you are. And that's what this podcast is about, in essence. It's trying to discover who I am and accepting that self and being grateful for what I can see and what I can accept, and then what choices I can make that reflects the truth of who I am. So this year in 2025, I'm going to go on to the next four adventures. And before I do that, I just want you to know I'm going to address fear, which is usually one of the major emotions that linger behind anxiety. Sometimes we get focused on our anxiety and tried to manage that without thinking about, gosh, what could be behind the anxiety? Generally speaking, it's fear. It could be shame. It could be guilt. It could be many emotions, but those are the three big ones. Fear, shame, and guilt. And if you're bothered by an emotion that isn't one of these three, just know that's okay for you. It's a big emotion. So, but fear usually starts us off in self-judgment and makes us feel that we are not adequate in handling the challenges of life. Shame is the master emotion that is crippling. There's no other way to say it. Shame is the message to the self that says, I am bad. Not what I did was bad, but who I am is bad. And it frequently conjures up self-loathing, a self-critical voice, a self-rejection, if you will. And it's really tough to deal with. So if that's one that you carry, let's work on that together, because I carried it for a long time. And, you know, there's a generation of parents who use shame and guilt to get their child to behave. And when this child grew up into an adult, the shame and guilt didn't suddenly disappear. It was kind of embedded in the nervous system. And so both of those were easily triggered and are easily triggered unless we deal with them. You know, we're not only emotions. And sometimes dealing with our emotions, it kind of skews our perception. It biases us in looking at things from a certain point of view, as opposed to a more objective reality that may come through simply observing myself, simply observing others. And so one of the things we're going to look at is finding ways to acknowledge our emotions, and because they are a hugely important part of us, but also not being controlled by them, not being made smaller, if you will, by them. There's something called a window of tolerance, and in that window, if we can keep ourselves in that window, we can tolerate almost anything that comes our way. But if something overwhelms us, we can go into hypoarousal, which means kind of a depression, a slowing down of our energy system. A kind of sadness overcomes us, lethargy, procrastination. So we're overwhelmed and we're under aroused and we're out of that window. And the question becomes, are we on the precipice of that window, or have we fallen deeply off and out of that place? The other type of reaction is hyperarousal, and that happens to us when we're overstimulated, when fear, shame sort of embed themselves, and we act in exaggerated ways to prevent others from seeing that we're overcome, or we act in exaggerated ways for ourselves to simply cope with how we're feeling. So we'll look at hypoarousal and hyperarousal and how to stay in that window of tolerance. We're also going to take a look at, in the next few months, separating feelings from facts. Sometimes we interpret feelings as a fact, and actually they're not. So that's something else we'll take a look at. We're going to take a look at self-discovery, because the seven adventures that I went on were all about self-discovery. And if there's a joy in this world, it is the experience of knowing thyself without judging thyself. And so in my 70s, I kind of adapted this Greek proverb, I guess is what I'd call it, of know thyself, be thyself, love thyself. So I invite you to join me on this journey. And I usually put out a podcast once or twice a month, and we'll begin together. So I look forward to connecting with you, and I look forward to sharing wisdom and to receiving wisdom from you. So take good care for now, and we'll talk soon. Bye.